After nearly a year of protest, a controversial rock quarry in Old Hickory has been approved by state regulators. The decision this week says that blasting operations won't harm nearby wetlands or drinking water. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
The concerns about this limestone quarry have been widespread. They touched on everything from polluted soil to mosquito breeding, disturbances to wildlife, and the potential for blasting damage to the nearby Old Hickory Dam. Opponents also tried a lawsuit, which failed, and heavy pushback from politicians, including U.S. Congressman Jim Cooper. But in the end, state regulators had the most control over the permitting, says Brian Epperson, a mining monitor with the Division of Water Services.
We obviously empathize with the public, with a lot of their concerns, truck traffic, dust, noise, and things of that nature. However, as we had stated many times before, we do not have purview or any kind of jurisdiction over those particular issues.
Regulators determine that rainwater that falls into the quarry pit can be pumped into the Cumberland River, but it just needs to be treated first. Epperson says the quarry company, called Industrial Land Developers, ran more tests than required and agreed to extra inspections. Before mining, the company does still have to get an air quality permit, and that would be from the city government. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.